Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I cannot believe an argument about blank led to a physical confrontation. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jacob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, Walker.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, so I was a security guard back in like 2020 at a hotel called the Executive Inn in Seattle. It was over by the Space Needle. It's not there anymore. It's shut down because, you know, COVID. But we had this lady who dropped her keys down her elevator shaft and proceeded to blame us for stealing them. And I was like, no, we can call Otis in the morning, but they're open at 6. Are you staying here? She just proceeded to threaten me and the night auditor. So I walked her to the door and said, you can leave right now or you can go to your room. She proceeded to grab a lamp that was bolted to a glass table and try to hit me on the head with it. But it just tipped over and shattered everywhere. So I laughed at her and she screamed at both of us, went out, started hitting cars in the parking lot. We called the cops. This was hectic time.
Did you know she was crazy before that moment?
The moment she threatened to kill us and just, like, not relax over just keys falling in an elevator shaft, like, at 4 in the morning, like, go to bed. Like, we'll get him then.
Yeah. Did she know that she had dropped them down the elevator shaft?
She was the one screaming at the night auditor. I was just outside doing an exterior patrol when she was just losing her bananas.
Okay.
Was she drunk?
I think she was just a loon, to be honest.
Oh, so just crazy. That's
she did not realize that she dropped the keys down there?
No, but hey, I got one more awesome confrontation about a guy who came down wearing no pants, no underwear. He was on drugs for a fact. He needed his key to his room. We gave him his key, followed him upstairs, and then after we followed him upstairs, he proceeded to take paintings off the walls, hit the walls. I brought him to his room, and I calmed him down. I was so calm. I was like, hey, man, we can watch some Rachel Ray videos on YouTube. Have you ever seen those? They're amazing. And he calmed down, but when he was chill and he got his pants back on and then the cops came, he was all calm. But like, the cops, they didn't handle him very well. But they're like, all right, security, you're good. You can go. And then they got really angry at the guy, and then he started losing his, you know, like, bananas again. So I just feel like, you know, the lack of, you know, like, helping this gentleman when he's in this fritzy, I'm on drug state. Like, I thought I did a pretty good job keeping him calm, eating Doritos and watching Rachel Ray videos. But the moment those cops came, he lost his bananas again.
All right, so maybe Rachel Ray and Doritos is the way to go with this particular guy.
It worked. I figured if I threw him off and was like, because I've been stoned before, I've been too high. Let's just watch a video of some lady glazing a steak. It's pretty cool, huh?
I would think he's got to be on something else besides weed, though.
Oh, for sure. Either way, man.
His room smell like hospital supplies. Anyways, thanks for the chat, guys.
Yeah, man, right on, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, well, he's probably smoking meth in there.
Rachel Ray videos of Doritos. I would not have thought of that, but obviously it worked.
Well, anywhere you work, that's what we always talk about. Like, there's nothing 7-Eleven does. They're just open. Right. Same thing. If you're working the desk or security, at a hotel, like, hotels are just 24 hours. Yep. Like
late night. Yep. No one good comes in late night, even if it's someone staying at the hotel.
Well, also, even if, like, you have a guest room and they're staying at your home, eventually, no matter what time it is in the middle of the night, they're going to make their way to the kitchen, living room, bathroom.
Something.
The general area, you know, and that's the same with a hotel. Like, you can be in your room, but typically you'll wander down, maybe get something to drink out of the common area, get a bag of chips, you know, go outside, smoke a cigarette. So.
Yeah, as a smoker, that's definitely.
Yeah.
Well, and right, and Thurl's right. Like, there is, you know, you're always going to have people that get caught in traffic and show up late. But for the most part, right, if, yeah. If you're rolling back, and look, I've done it, right? I've been in towns and Ubered mm-hmm. back. But oh, by yeah. the time I'm rolling back in at 12:31, I haven't been up to great stuff. I've been sitting at a bar.
Yeah, I'm in bad shape.
I cannot believe an argument about blank led to a physical confrontation. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Gabe. Welcome to the men's room.
Holy smokes, you guys. I just called in because I heard this on the radio. It's like I've never called in before. I've listened to you guys for years, but... thank you for having me on your show.
Yeah, man. Thanks for calling, brother.
All right, so here's what's going on. I'm 46, right? This was when I was a kid. I was probably 10 or 12. I grew up in Auburn next to Green River Community College. They had a couple ball fields over there. And backed up against the ball fields was the neighborhood I lived in and then the other neighborhood called Lee Hill Homes. It was like a low-income neighborhood with families up there, right? And we didn't mess around with those kids because they were dangerous, right? Okay. So there's a team of there's like a coach, couple coaches, and a bunch of kids practicing ball out on the ball fields. And me and my friends, we roll down there. We're just kind of watching. And there's some kids from the neighborhood, the bad neighborhood, Lee Hill Homes, right? And we could pick these kids out, no problem. It's like you could see them and like, yeah, those are kids from that bad neighborhood, right? So anyway. These kids are using some pretty colorful language, right? So the coach is like, hey, guys, you know, can you guys mellow out a little bit, you know, tone the language down? And so the kid starts lipping off to the coach, right? And so it's like, we better stick around and see what washes out. So anyway, the kid's getting lippy with the coach. Coach walks up to this kid and does like a leg sweep on this kid and like leg sweeps this kid and tosses him on the ground, right? So we're like, holy smokes. Even as a kid, we're like, that's not cool. You know, like some older dude messing around, you know, with the youth. Right. So anyway, the kid bails out with a couple of his buddies and we're just kind of kicking it at the ball field. Next thing you know, you hear this Harley coming, you know, coming from the neighborhood towards us.
Uh-oh.
And the guy's rolling and he's rolling. I mean, he's, you know, typical Harley rider, right? He's just on the red line, just pinging the valves on the thing or whatever. So Harley comes rolling in and I'm assuming kid's dad and the kid. So the other kids are like, you know, behind him, they're pointing. It's like, that's the guy right there. And the kid's dad goes down on the ball field in front of all the other kids and clocks the coach right in the face and drops him. And we were just like, I can't believe this is happening. Like,
right. I mean, what are you going to do?
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Well, the thing is, like, don't mess with other people's kids. Like, a leg sweep, totally uncalled for, right? But I think the coach probably didn't do a leg sweep on any other kid the rest of his life. I'm sure
probably
that was the,
not.
No.
The
yeah. No. Jesus Christ.
But so there's my story. But, okay. Man, this is great. I'm glad I made it in so quickly.
We got some leg sweep stories today.
That's
man.
That's two.
I know, two. That is not what I was expecting.
I can't believe an argument about blank led to a physical confrontation. 206-803-ROCK.
And they both ended badly and shouldn't have been done.
Yes. Hello, Zach. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
So mine. So I was deployed to Afghanistan in 2012, all of 2012, and during the summer it gets to like $120, $125 in the middle of the day. And the FOB I was on, we only had porta potties. That was the only way we could use the bathroom unless you wanted to pull trowel outside. And for some reason, me and a friend who I was in my section just started bitching about how hot the porta potties were. And for some reason, we wanted to be the one to say it was the hottest. And it ended up with us getting into a fist fight inside like the one tent we had that had AC.
Wait a minute, you got into a fight about which porta potty was the hottest?
No. So yes and no, in the sense that it was like, I've been in the porta potty that was the hottest. No, when I had to use the bathroom, it was the hottest. It makes no sense. But when you're stuck around nine other dudes for 10 straight months
and you're that hot,
120 degrees. Yeah. It's 120 outside. Mind you, I was 4 years later, I was the best man at this guy's wedding.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean, but look, man, so, I get the situation. If it's that hot, consider the stress of the job and I'm with the same dudes, like, I'd get in a fight because you're awake.
Oh, yeah. And it didn't go well for him. That's not a brag. I'm 6'7 and 270 pounds.
Jesus Christ, dude. How do you fit into a porta potty at 6'7?
You tuck the knees.
All right.
You tuck your head down a little bit and you pray.
What do you do? What did you do in the military? Just badass?
I was artillery, so we did a mixture of firing shells downrange, but we were also trained to go outside the FOB and go on like mounted patrols and dismounted.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
When needed.
I can't believe you just didn't stand up and wave your finger at the guys. You're right. Like, hey, don't shoot us.
6'7", I wouldn't
kill
stand
you.
If I was on patrol, I wouldn't stand up, period.
No.
To Ted's point, my sergeant tried to put me in the gunner's hatch on one of these, first sergeant stopped us as we rolled out and was like, get him out of that mofo and hatch. His head is going to be gone within an hour of you guys being outside.
I was going to say, you're like a clay pigeon at that point, man.
Right.
Damn.
And I got a big head, too, so it was not a hard target.
So you're 6'7 with a big head.
Yep.
Wow.
Pretty much my life.
Thank God that sergeant watched roll out. I mean, like a guy 6'7".
You're trying to get the man killed?
And then you put it right, and he's already taller. He's in the Humvee. Like, gracious.
I can't believe an argument about blank led to a physical confrontation. 206-803-RUN.
I don't know if you could be too big for the military. That guy was
6'7", yeah.
Tall. Like, I'm glad he was in artillery. Like, just load up these big weapons.
Yeah, for real.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.